This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. 30% chance of it anyway. High today on the low 90s. Tonight partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, low 70s. Chance of rain is 30% tonight as well. And tomorrow we'll continue with that 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms. 30% chance tomorrow night, and on Thursday a chance as well. High temperatures in the low 90s each one of those days, so get ready for the heat, and it is very muggy out there already this morning. It was the 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh yesterday, rallying for women's rights. 101 people were arrested, bringing the running total to more than 800 now. The protesters, normally focused on the Republican-led policies of the General Assembly, took a pause yesterday to remember Trayvon Martin. The 17-year-old was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a Florida man who claimed self-defense and was acquitted on Saturday. WCHL's Rachel Nash has been covering Moral Monday, and she has the story on what happened yesterday.
I find the ruling very frustrating. I feel like it encourages racial profiling. I'm also a teacher, and I think we need to teach our children to think critically and not make snap judgments, and that ruling really, to me, says it's okay to do that, and that's not a lesson I'm okay with teaching our young people.
That's UNC alum Rachel Debnam. She was there to rally for women's rights, but also felt a sense of sadness over Zimmerman's acquittal. Thousands wore pink as they gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Many carried signs in protest of the state House of Representatives passing tighter abortion regulations in a less than transparent manner. NAACP state chapter president and civil disobedience leader Reverend William Barber explained that he planned to be absent from Monday's protest, but returned early from the NAACP National Convention after hearing the Zimmerman verdict. Barber was the only male speaker at Moral Monday, sharing the stage with speakers from North Carolina Women United, NARAL Pro-Choice of North Carolina, and NC Moms Rising.
The sisters are here, the sisters have been here, and the sisters are here to say, and I want to make sure everybody knows it's a pro-choice decision.
UNC alum and teacher Alan Carter attended Moral Monday to protest cuts made to education, but also championed the efforts of pro-choice activists.
The same people who come out against abortion are often also against stuff like sex education and providing coverage for contraception. At that point, I think it's pretty clear that you're against women making decisions and controlling their own reproductive health.
Anna Curry of the United Church of Chapel Hill said she wasn't happy with the abortion regulations that were pushed through the General Assembly so quickly by way of tacking the restrictions onto unrelated bills.
First of all, the process was terrible because none of us knew about it. But, you know, I was one of the ones that fought for women's rights. And I just say, get the government out of my body. That's my decision, my body, and it should be between me and my family and my doctor, and that's it.
Fellow United Church of Chapel Hill member Sharon Hansen held a pink sign which read, Women Remember in November.
Remember who to vote for and who not to vote for in November.
The Moral Monday protests are getting national attention as well. CNN sent a camera crew to this week's protest. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state GOP's policies with the headline reading, The Decline of North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory responded with a letter to the editor of the newspaper defending his right-leaning policies, saying, quote, this focus on pragmatic problem-solving is now fueling North Carolina's comeback to prosperity as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The woman who left a service dog at a car in Carborough for about 2 hours, which resulted in the dog's death, has been charged with one count of misdemeanor animal cruelty. 42-year-old Deborah Cunningham of Carborough left Worthy in a vehicle in the middle of the day on June 10th. Cunningham is the program director for Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws, where Worthy was being trained to be a service dog. Cunningham was served a criminal summons on Monday. She will have to appear in court in Hillsborough on August 8th. With the deadline to file for municipal elections ending at the end of this week, one new candidate has filed for Hillsborough's Board of Commissioners, while two incumbent members of the Carborough Board of Aldermen have filed to run for their seats again. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
In Hillsborough, Kathleen Ferguson filed on Monday to run for one of the town's two available seats on the Board of Commissioners. Meanwhile, in Carborough, Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Gist are both running for their seats on the board again as well. There are three seats available in Carborough. The other incumbent, Sammy Slade, has also filed for re-election. We heard from him on WCHL last week. Gist is the longest-serving member of the board. She says she's worked to promote local business in her last term, among other things, initiating the purchase of the now public parking lot on Greensboro Street.
Normally wouldn't consider a parking lot to be a huge accomplishment, but the minute that we opened it, it pretty much filled, and the downtown businesses were delighted.
Randy Haven O'Donnell, meanwhile, says she's worked on a number of issues during her time as an alderman, from working on better conditions for day laborers to economic development across the town.
There's a few overarching areas with county work that I've done in addition to here in the town of Carborough.
Jackie Gist says she's particularly excited to run for re-election now because she feels Carborough is on the cusp of an economic transition where the town's creative reputation will give way to more investment by businesses.
We're also now beginning to attract organizations that are based on having very creative, very involved employees and people who are excited about living in a community that meets their lifestyle needs.
But Gist also says it's not just about attracting business with local spirit.
Our challenge is to make that happen in a way that keeps Carborough what we all love about it, while at the same time growing so that we're bringing in organizations and employers who are not just storefronts, although the storefronts are important.
Randy Haven O'Donnell, meanwhile, says she wants to see Carborough's residential and commercial tax ratio balance to preserve that same Carborough spirit.
One of the wonderful things about living in Carborough is the way Carborough feels, and everybody really likes the way she feels in the sense of place that we have here, and keeping that affordable is a great challenge.
She says she sees economic expansion in Carborough's future as well, and she says Carborough used to be a very service-oriented town, and that, too, could make a comeback in the community.
One of the things that we're looking to do now is fuse not only the arts and the entertainment and the innovation side of Carborough, but also relaunch the side of Carborough that provides services.
Meanwhile, in Hillsborough, Kathleen Ferguson is the former chair of the Orange County Economic Development Advisory Board. She started off her work in Hillsborough by working to form a community watch group in the town and joining the I-70 task force.
All along, it's just fueled my interest to continue contributing.
Ferguson said she believes Hillsborough has been going in the right direction over the past few years, but there are still some changes she wishes to see in town.
We don't have private sector jobs available here for many of us, and I'd like to see that change.
Ferguson says Hillsborough is in a fluctuating period. Developments are starting to come back to the town, but the state legislature is being unsupportive on budgetary issues.
There's not an unlimited supply of budget. How do we apply those resources smartly, and how do we collaborate so that we don't function as an island of one?
Ferguson, one of two individuals to file to run for Hillsborough Town Board on Monday. The other is Megan Layla Carmichael. That makes three candidates for two open seats on the Board of Commissioners in Hillsborough. The third candidate is Jen Weaver. Election day for all the positions is November 5th. The filing period for individuals interested in running for local elections runs through this Friday at noon. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join with Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget Fridays on the Front Porch, Friday starting at 5 p.m. Great way to end the week at the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part out on the roadways right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. 30% chance of it anyway. High today in the low 90s. Tonight partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain continuing, low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, more of the same. Highs in the low 90s. 3 chances out of 10 we'll get some rain. That goes through tomorrow night, by the way. Overnight low tomorrow night in the low 70s again. We'll be in the 90s every day for the rest of the week, at least through Friday. So get used to the heat and the mugginess. Very, very hot and muggy out there, and will be for the next several days.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It is 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. U.S. Congressman David Price toured flood-damaged properties to show his support of Chapel Hill on Monday. Congressman Price was joined by Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Town Manager Roger Stancil, and Emergency Management Coordinator Robert Bosworth. Congressman Price is a Chapel Hill resident and serves the oddly shaped 4th Congressional District, covering Chapel Hill, Pittsboro, Raleigh, Burlington, and portions of Durham, Cary, and Fayetteville, among others. After the severe flooding in early July, Camelot Village faced serious water damage, destroying many residents' belongings and homes. Camelot Village, right across the street from University Mall and Estes Drive. Cleanup has been a long process. Camelot Village manager Joel Duvall says the 3 restoration companies hired have had to do a large amount of work.
The 3 restoration companies are making good progress in drying out the units. They had to actually cut out the sheetrock, remove all the carpeting and lower cabinets. They are checking the electrical that got underwater. So that's a lot of work.
Duvall says the town of Chapel Hill has lent support to the cleanup effort.
The town, as of last Tuesday or Wednesday, is providing some extra dumpsters for us to fill with personal property that the residents left behind. And I'm anticipating all that trash will be cleaned up in the next few days.
Duvall says the insurance company has not yet approved all of the construction, so estimates on cost for cleanup are not yet determined. He predicts that the floods did not impact the tax value of Camelot Village, but says he's unsure if the price at which these condos sell will change.
What they sell for, we'll see. We had another bad flood in the year 2000, and the values did not change much.
Some residents with a little water damage have already moved back into their homes. Duvall says about 50 residents who live in homes with a lower elevation may face months away from their homes before they can return.
Some of them only had wet carpet in their living rooms, and they never had to leave. Some of them will be probably 2-3 months out.
For more information on the Camelot Village cleanup, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. We'll also talk about cleanup around town in our next newscast coming up at the bottom of the hour, including damage to Town Hall. Construction on Culberth Road has hit many delays this summer, from soil problems and rain to asbestos water lines. Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation Bill Webster says a meeting is scheduled later this week to share the progress of the project. Construction on Culberth Road began June 8th, and its planned completion was August 25th. Webster says several delays occurred during construction, including rain, an asbestos water pipe, and bad soil.
Right now, the big one right now is we have a serious soils issue that we have to resolve. And as of today, I'm not exactly sure how much time it'll take to resolve it, but we'll know more by the end of the week.
The soil problems that the construction team faces deal with poor soil found underneath Culberth Road. Poor soil is not uncommon in floodplain areas, but the construction crew did not expect to find so much poor soil that they would have to dig another 6 feet.
But once the road was excavated, we found out there were actually large areas within the excavation zone which the soils were completely unacceptable.
The 3 areas in which the construction crew worried about having delays all occurred, but Webster says only more rain at a bad time could continue to cause delays. The construction crew now has plans for dealing with the soil on Culberth Road, and if they encounter the same problem on the trails later this year, it will not cause as much delay.
And if there is a problem, we'll immediately communicate it to the community and the schools and everyone else. But right now, we're just not certain.
More information on the Fan Branch and Morgan Trails, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 722, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Sutz. University of North Carolina men's basketball head coach Roy Williams issued a statement yesterday. He says he initially decided not to make a statement about P.J. Hairston until the legal process had been finalized. He believed this is the fair way that everyone should be treated and is the way of our country. P.J. and I, I'm quoting here, P.J. and I have had several discussions already. He knows he has made serious mistakes, and there will be serious consequences as a result. Certainly the idea of suspending PJ has been discussed. However, he's not currently enrolled in summer school, is not practicing with the team, and we have no games until November. There are several options available in terms of discipline, but we're going to wait until the process is complete to decide on those options. Other issues have been written about recently that are disturbing and bother me deeply. Our basketball program is based on great ideals, and these issues are embarrassing. These are not common in my 10 years as head coach at UNC, and they will all be dealt with harshly and appropriately at the correct time to ensure that our program will not be compromised. There's more to that statement. You can get the whole thing on our website at chapelboro.com. And Art Chansky has more on this situation coming up in just a few minutes on today's edition of Sports Notebook. Former UNC standout pitcher Matt Harvey will become the third player in program history to start the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight. He will take the mound for the National League. Harvey, who joins Walt Weiss, who did it in 1998, and Brian Roberts, who started in 2005 in the All-Star Game, as Carolina All-Star starters, will oppose Detroit's Max Scherzer in the Midsummer Classic tonight at Citi Field. Harvey owns a 7-2 record with a 2.35 ERA and 130 innings of work for the Mets this season. He struck out 147 batters in 19 starts and currently leads the National League in strikeouts. Now, Harvey called it a huge honor and says he really appreciates it. For the full story, you can visit our website at chapelboro.com. The accolades just keep coming in for many members of Carolina's football team. On Monday, senior Tar Heel tackle James Hurst was named to the 44th annual Rotary Lombardi Award official watch list. The Rotary Club of Houston gives the Lombardi Award to the nation's best college lineman or linebacker each year. He's been helping anchor the Tar Heel offensive line since the second week of his true freshman season. Hurst is loaded with recognition, a first-team All-ACC team member in 2012. He's a preseason third-team All-America, first-team All-ACC selection by Phil Steele, and is predicted as a second-team All-America team member by the Sporting News. Now today, the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, presented to the nation's most outstanding college receiver, will be announced. At least one Tar Heel has been on each one of these watch lists since they started coming out, and that's the last one coming out later today. Tar Heel swimmer Stephanie Peacock is once again making noise in the pool. Peacock snagged her second medal at the 2013 World University Games on Monday. This time she put some silver with her gold, placing second in the 800-meter freestyle event after winning a gold medal in the 1500-meter freestyle on Saturday. It was impressive. In fact, Peacock just missed seeing more gold on Monday as she touched the wall just 0.12 of a second behind Martina De Mem of Italy. Peacock wasn't the only American at the podium. Ashley Steenvoorten of the USA picked up the bronze medal on Monday and was runner-up to Peacock on Saturday. Peacock's first Tar Heel to win multiple awards at an international swimming competition since Whitney Sprague did it back in 2009. Peacock's last race will be in the 400-meter freestyle, set to go later today. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Have you read between the lines of Roy Williams' statement about P.J. Hairston? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Today I was intending to talk about the contract extension and raise received by Florida State's Leonard Hamilton, who is supposedly now the second highest paid basketball coach in the ACC. Hamilton's new annual income is a reported $2.25 million, which supposedly is second to Mike Krzyzewski, who with salary bonuses and the mad money that Duke throws at him makes about $10 million a season, and all for one Final Four in the last 9 years. I'll save that for another day. Williams put out a statement Monday about the P.J. Hairston fiasco, which in the new world of social media has forced Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and now Williams to issue releases that said basically nothing and reiterated that when they are good and ready to pass judgment on P.J., they will do it. But I think Williams had another agenda with his statement that acknowledged Hairston made some serious mistakes and will pay a serious price. Of course, that has opened up the Twitter world to a new debate. Kicked out of school, kicked off the team for one season, or suspended for X number of games once they have the skinny on what exactly Hairston was doing with a car rented by a felonious fellow and a gun that was supposedly in the car until one of the three passengers threw it out the window, along with enough pot to make the charges worse than a misdemeanor possession. We've heard all that before. In my opinion, old Roy was also saying not to lump his basketball program in with the ongoing three-year scandal that began with football and has yet to touch any other sport at UNC. There was no love lost between Williams and Butch Davis, whom the basketball office saw as a pushy self-promoter who got $100 million of upgrades at Keenan Stadium during his first three seasons here. Yes, the basketball program Williams' mentor Dean Smith built into one of the most respected in the country has had its isolated problems. Donald Washington in the 1970s, J.R. Reed in the 80s, Jeff McGinnis in the 90s. But it is not and should not be considered part of the image hit Carolina has taken over the football academic mess. I take pride in our values and how we have conducted ourselves for a long time here at Carolina, old Roy said. We are talking about a program that has been a model of success on and off the court, and it will be again. You tell them, Coach. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It BeFit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com and social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's family pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for this afternoon. We'll have a 30% chance of rain. Our high today in the low 90s. Another muggy day. This is pretty much a model for the rest of the week. All the way through Friday, our forecast is almost exactly the same. 30% chance of rain, highs in the low 90s, lows in the low 70s. So really a warm, muggy weather for several days in a row here.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. A juror in the George Zimmerman trial explains why the neighborhood watchman was found not guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin. She tells CNN,
I think he's guilty of not using good judgment. When he was in the car and he called 911, he shouldn't have gotten out of that car.
A confrontation followed. Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense.
I am Trayvon Martin. I am Trayvon Martin.
Protests over the verdicts continue around the country. One in Los Angeles turned violent, the mayor says.
The Martin family didn't ask anybody to break car windows.
They didn't ask anybody to attack businesses.
About a dozen people arrested. Attorney General Eric Holder says Martin's death was unnecessary, and we need to talk about preventing future tragedies.
We must not let this opportunity pass.
No decision, though, on whether he'll pursue federal charges against Zimmerman. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 72 in Hillsboro, 71 this morning in Carborough. Look for a high today in the low 90s and a 30% chance of showers and or thunderstorms later in the day. It was the 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh yesterday, rallying for women's rights. 101 people were arrested, bringing the running total to more than 800. The protesters, normally focused on the Republican-led policies of the General Assembly, took a moment to pause and remember Trayvon Martin yesterday. The 17-year-old was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a Florida man who claimed self-defense, and was acquitted on Saturday. As usual, WCHL's Rachel Nash was there covering Moral Monday for us and has this report.
I find the ruling very frustrating. I feel like it encourages racial profiling. I'm also a teacher, and I think we need to teach our children to think critically and not make snap judgments, and that ruling really, to me, says it's okay to do that, and that's not a lesson I'm okay with teaching our young people.
That's UNC alum Rachel Debnam. She was there to rally for women's rights, but also felt a sense of sadness over Zimmerman's acquittal. Thousands wore pink as they gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Many carried signs in protest of the state House of Representatives passing tighter abortion regulations in a less than transparent manner. NAACP state chapter president and civil disobedience leader Reverend William Barber explained that he planned to be absent from Monday's protest, but returned early from the NAACP National Convention after hearing the Zimmerman verdict. Barber was the only male speaker at Moral Monday, sharing the stage with speakers from North Carolina Women United, NARAL Pro-Choice of North Carolina, and NC Moms Rising.
The sisters are here, the sisters have been here, and the sisters are here to say, and I want to make sure everybody knows it's a pro-choice decision.
UNC alum and teacher Alan Carter attended Moral Monday to protest cuts made to education, but also championed the efforts of pro-choice activists.
The same people who come out against abortion are often also against stuff like sex education and providing coverage for contraception. At that point, I think it's pretty clear that you're against women making decisions and controlling their own reproductive health.
Anna Curry of the United Church of Chapel Hill said she wasn't happy with the abortion regulations that were pushed through the General Assembly so quickly by way of tacking the restrictions onto unrelated bills.
First of all, the process was terrible because none of us knew about it. But, you know, I was one of the ones that fought for women's rights. And I just say, get the government out of my body. That's my decision, my body, and it should be between me and my family and my doctor, and that's it.
Fellow United Church of Chapel Hill member Sharon Hansen held a pink sign which read, Women Remember in November.
Remember who to vote for and who not to vote for in November.
The Moral Monday protests are getting national attention as well. CNN sent a camera crew to this week's protest. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state GOP's policies with the headline reading, The Decline of North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory responded with a letter to the editor of the newspaper defending his right-leaning policies, saying, quote, this focus on pragmatic problem-solving is now fueling North Carolina's comeback to prosperity as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With all the flooding we've had early in July here in Chapel Hill and Carborough, Camelot Village on Estes Drive has been a real trouble spot. A lot of folks displaced from their homes there. And we have the full story on that on our website at chapelbrook.com. With the Small Business Administration and other state and county agencies conducting their review of flood damage in the area, local officials are offering updates on the community after the flood. Emergency Management Coordinator for Orange County, Darshan Patel, says the majority of the flood damage appears to have affected Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and the efforts of emergency workers are beginning to transition.
This is really now a transition to a recovery effort where DSS, housing, a couple other county agencies are really working to make sure short-term and long-term housing options are taken care of.
Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel says the flood damage to Town Hall will take about 4 months to fix.
We got to totally start over again. Think about the space, and we need to move some of our technology to a different location and then redo the space.
In its review, the SBA pushed for a disaster declaration for Orange County. According to Patel, that declaration would allow residents and small business owners to receive low-interest loans to help rebuild.
The governor has since signed that declaration and sent it to the SBA for final approval. And as soon as we receive the final approval, we will get the SBA into our assistance center at University Mall to allow individuals to come in, consult with them, do applications, and everything they need to do to get the assistance they need from the SBA.
While Stansel says there's no estimate for how much the cleanup to the town will cost, he says there are a few ways that Chapel Hill can find enough money in its budget to pay for the cleanup.
One of the reasons the town has a fund balance is it's our savings account for natural disasters, and that's why we keep it at a healthy level so we can recover from such disasters.
Stansel says that Chapel Hill is keeping records of the damages in the event that it can get reimbursements from state or federal agencies. He says this also extends to the potential lack of money the town is getting since waiving fees for certain types of cleanup and construction on property.
Depending again on the level of declarations from the state and federal government, there may be some potential for getting those fee waivers reimbursed to the town.
An estimated 141 residents were displaced by the June 30th flood, and Orange County and municipal officials continue to monitor river levels as more rains and storms are predicted. U.S. Congressman David Price toured flood-damaged properties to show his support of Chapel Hill on Monday. Congressman Price was joined by Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Town Manager Roger Stansel, and Emergency Management Coordinator Robert Bosworth. Congressman Price is a Chapel Hill resident and serves the oddly shaped 4th Congressional District, which covers Chapel Hill, Pittsboro, Raleigh, Burlington, and portions of Durham, Cary, and Fayetteville, among others. Construction on Culberth Road has had a lot of delays this summer from soil problems and rain to asbestos water lines. Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation Bill Webster says meeting is scheduled later this week to share the progress of the project. Construction on Culberth Road began June 8th. Its planned completion date was August 25th. Webster says several delays occurred during construction, including rain, an asbestos water pipe, and just bad soil.
Right now, the big one right now is we have a serious soils issue that we have to resolve. And as of today, I'm not exactly sure how much time it'll take to resolve it, but we'll know more by the end of the week.
The soil was so poor there that they had to dig another 6 feet in some cases. For more information on the Fan Branch and Morgan Trails, you can view this story on our website at chapelbrook.com. News around town this morning. Monday night, the Council Committee on Boards and Commissions in Chapel Hill held its first of five community input sessions. Stemming from Chapel Hill 2020, the Council Committee on Boards and Commissions has arranged for five advisory boards to meet in order to further the town's development progress. The first of these meetings hosted the Transportation and Connectivity Advisory Board. Topics covered in four following community input sessions include community design, environmental stewardship, community housing, and planning. The Council Committee on Boards and Commissions arranged these sessions in order to gain participation from members of the community. These meetings will be conducted at 6:30 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library, located at 100 Library Drive. If you'd like to know to attend to a meeting, you can view this News Around Town story on our website at chapelbrook.com. 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. We're going to tell you all the exciting things that are happening at chapelbrook.com in just a moment.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning. It is 7:42, 18 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Rand Northam joins me now out of the newsroom, a very busy place this morning. And Rand, what's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, in our Scene Around Town galleries, the Art Center Playwrights Gala after the 10x10 show is up. The 10x10 was 10 plays in 10 minutes. It's an annual event, a pretty neat thing that they do there, local playwrights trying to get their name out there and give 10 minutes of their concoction. So pretty neat to cram all that into 10x10.
Really talented folks involved and really entertaining.
Definitely. Also, Zach Godwin has a movie review up, a new movie review about Pacific Rim, which is creating a lot of buzz. Zach's review is generally positive for that movie, and we appreciate his weekly reviews always. And D.G. Martin's latest one-on-one column focuses on Moral Monday. Also, at the end of D.G.'s column is a link to all of WCHL programming podcasts and Chapelboro columns archives. And for D.G. alone, we pretty much need to make a new website. He's got so much.
Right.
He's been with us for a while and
exactly right.
Does a lot of programming with us, so we always appreciate his comments and his columns and verbal comments and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that available and much more on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And Moral Mondays, we have a bunch of stories there.
Certainly do.
On our website. Rachel Nass has been going over every week covering this. More than 100 people got arrested yesterday.
And
that's amazing.
Rachel put together a list of, a timeline of the arrests, so you can see each week how many people were arrested and, how we've gotten to that number of more than 800 now. So that's really a neat thing to look at, too, available on our website, chapelboro.com.
Nobody's claiming now that these are outsiders, are they?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that comment in a while.
I haven't either. So that didn't fly to begin with.
Not so much.
All right, coming up, today's commentary on the way from Raleigh Mann. As a matter of fact, Raleigh's talking about something that I have talked about a lot. I mean, seriously. I completely agree with him. It makes no sense. Well, let's just let Raleigh do the talking here.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann.
Have you ever wondered what takes place in the brains of the people who design highway entrance ramps for the North Carolina Department of Transportation? I have. Here's an example. A Chapel Hill driver on State Road 86 wants to get on I-40 heading west. Has a choice of two turn lanes. Choose the left lane and you're in luck. The right lane quickly ends and the driver must merge to the left before entering the highway. That makes sense because the driver also will have to merge to the left to join the highway traffic. But at the 15501 entrance to I-40, the merge game is reversed. Choose the left lane and you're forced to merge to the right on the entrance ramp and then back to the left to join the highway traffic. That makes no sense. Both entrance ramps are shaped about the same, like a letter Y. Wide at the top, narrow at the bottom to form one lane. The DOT could paint the lane lines the same in all locations, logically requiring drivers always to merge toward the left, the same direction they would merge when entering the highway. But no. It must be that decision makers at the North Carolina DOT don't actually drive on interstate highways. If they did, maybe they would understand that it's also a bad idea to aim intense work lights directly into the eyes of drivers, or to place several miles of orange cones along a road, forcing drivers to squeeze into one lane for no apparent reason, and to make drivers merge to the right just before they merge left to enter a highway. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT.
what you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. Former UNC baseball player Matt Harvey received the most ballots of any pitcher for the All-Star game. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Linda Watkins, and I live in Chapel Hill. Well, I'm thrilled with what a good pitcher he is. No hits in a game, that's really good.
My name is Richard Thompson. I live in Chapel Hill. I think it's great. I think it's great for our state. I think it's great for UNC. You know, I followed his career somewhat when he was here, and I thought it was terrific then. He's obviously surprised some people.
Pam Hart, Chapel Hill. I don't care about sports, so it didn't bother me one way or the other.
Keith Sneed, Apex. I think it's great. Good to see an alum do well, so I was anxious to see him play.
How do you feel about a former UNC player being a possible starting pitcher in the All-Star game?
Glenda Cruz in Durham. Oh, I think it's great for the school. Sure, kids go as far as they can go.
My name is Matt Smith, and I live in Carver. That's fantastic. It's only more accolades for the program. The program has done really well over the last 8 or 9 seasons, and just one more notch for them.
My name is Clarence Allen, and I live in Chapel Hill. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I'm sorry, I don't really follow a lot of sports.
My name is Steve Kirby, and I live in Chapel Hill. It's awesome to see the Carolina players excel at baseball. We've had such a great basketball program for years. It's great to see the baseball program doing well.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out there right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Whatever method of communication you use, please do it safely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again just a little while here in WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today for that special custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time. Berkeley can create it for you. They also have a great selection of engagement rings. If you've been thinking about that, now's the time to get down to business. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods, so you can't miss it. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High today in the low 90s. Chance of rain is 30%. That will continue for the next 3 days here. About a 30% chance of rain, chance of showers and thundershowers. Low tonight in the low 70s. Low every night in the low 70s. Low high every day in the low 90s. My goodness. It's going to be hot and muggy. No question about that. 7:50 at WCHL. 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's Ron Stutz, and Wayne Pond joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, tried to figure out the difference between the highs and the lows.
Well,
the lows and the highs.
It's low 90s in the daytime, low 70s at night.
The mid-range, we just forget about that, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, listen, I got a lot of comments from folks about your word of the day yesterday. I've forgotten what it was now. But...
Enemy.
Enemy, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, people... people can easily relate it to political situation right now, and, you know, it was a really good word, so congratulations on that one.
Well, Ron, let's just hang up and let it go at that, I tell you. If we're riding the crest...
Yes, we are.
All right, pal. Well, let's see if we can do it again. The word of the day, I doubt that we'll rise or sink, depending upon whether it's a high or a low to enemy. But here's a dandy for you. The word of the day is paleography. Paleography, this is a noun. It comes from a couple of Greek etymological roots, meaning ancient and writing. I'll give you a subtle hint there, ancient and writing. Paleography, P as in Paul, P-A-L-E-O-G-R-A-T-H-Y, P-A-L-E-O-G-R-A-T-H-Y, paleography.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a wild guess about the meaning of the word of the day here, Ron, my boy?
Well, if I were a paleontologist, I'd be able to, but no, I don't.
Now, so much for subtle hints. It means the study of ancient writing.
Yeah, it kind of went right over my head, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, you and Alex Trebek, we just, you know, we're giving up on you guys. The study of ancient writing and inscriptions,
mm-hmm.
Dating systems, well, that's something that you're familiar with, ancient dating systems.
Dating systems.
You know,
last time I dated anybody was in ancient times. That was before I was married, of course.
Oh, we're coming close to a Seinfeld moment here.
You too.
Let's see. Deciphering and interpreting ancient writings and inscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
That is what paleography is all about. So,
all right.
A third definition, just to complicate your life, an ancient writing style or method of writing. But we won't go down that path. So,
okay.
All right, well, listen, enjoy what is left of anime and take advantage of paleography and put them together, and you may have some sort of perverse poem, right?
Well, you've done your job once again today, and the check's in the mail.
Oh, I cannot wait. All right, pal, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a good day. Wayne Pond, Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you will have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. And if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:54, 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL. All right, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Ron Setz here along with Lauren Stafford. How are you?
I am great.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
You come in here with a big smile on your face.
I try.
You must have a good joke.
I do. I do have a good joke because any day Mae McClendon sends us a joke, it's going to be a good day.
It's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. That's right. Signed, sealed, delivered, thanks to Mae.
Yeah, she's good.
And I think she was thinking of me when she sent this joke.
Uh-oh.
You
sure we can tell this on the radio?
Yes, it is completely
it's suitable
family
for family
friendly,
radio
right.
station.
Yes.
Okay.
PG, 3 years old.
Okay.
A new blonde employee calls the help desk to complain that there's something wrong with her password.
Uh-huh.
I think we've all been there.
Right.
She says, the problem is that whenever I type the password, it just shows stars.
Uh-huh.
The help desk technician tries to explain, ma'am, those asterisks are there to protect you.
Uh-huh.
So that if someone were standing behind you, say, they wouldn't be able to read your password.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
Right. So she replies, yeah, but they show up even when there's no one standing behind me. She has a point. But maybe that's just the blonde in me talking.
Great. I think there are a lot of people probably have problems with that. Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
You can't miss Diamonds Direct Crabtree's largest ever ring event this weekend. Every ring is on sale. Thousands. It's a great time to take her existing diamond and give it new life with a fabulous new designer setting. Meet top designers and see all the latest styles and get special pricing on all wedding bands, all sapphire rings, all stackable rings, all three stone rings. It's 3 days of incredible savings on all rings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
This is Allison Savage. I'd like to invite you and your friends to Independent Animal Rescue's 11th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction, Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. Enjoy great music, food and drinks, and bid on original artwork, jewelry, and artist-decorated furniture in support of IAR's animal welfare programs. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Go to animalrescue.net or call 403-2221. Thanks to WCHL for supporting Independent Animal Rescue.
A couple of minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Listen, we know everybody likes to get in shape for summer, but just because it's already July does not mean it's too late. We have an incredible giveaway that will ensure you get a total body transformation while having fun and being active. It's the Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway. We're giving one person a year of unlimited fitness classes, personal training, fitness assessment, and nutritional coaching, and Move It, Be Fit gear, all valued at over $1,500. Now that's a wealth of help from the great team at Move It, Be Fit, a personal training and yoga studio located in Southwest Durham that focuses on helping you be healthy and reach your fitness goals. You can enter until Sunday at midnight by visiting chapelboro.com. And to increase your odds of winning, you can also enter at WCHL's Facebook page. There's another way for you to enter, and that is by calling in next hour. All the details between 8 and 9 on WCHL.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, hot and muggy today. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carrboro this morning. 30% chance of rain. High today in the low 90s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus...